Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, old Magic Bullet Spectre himself, yeah, he came up with the Warren Commission Magic Bullet Theory. He's even talking about impeachment now of Lord Bush, and quite frankly, I'm against it. I mean, I don't care if Bush gets impeached, but I'm not going to put my energy into it because the guy is just a puppet, and he won't get impeached. They all need to go to jail, including Bill Clinton, who he's been protecting. We got a lot of new torture news, Iraq news, the Iran invasion news is really serious. We'll get into that. A lot of the new spying info. We got 2 hours left, and we're trying to take your calls here, Paul, Bob, Dave, Jeff, many others. Mark in Boston called, and he just says he doesn't believe the inside job, quote, theory. And he thinks that the planes crashing into the two buildings, if there were bombs around them, that those would have been damaged and wouldn't have gone off. Number one, plastic explosive is very sturdy and very strong. Number two, there were blast points up and down the entire length of the building. Squibs began to blast. Squibs are blast points, ejection ports from the explosions. And we have Underwriter Laboratories, the chief guy that looked at it said it had to be bombs. The Firefighting Union said it had to be bombs. Firefighter Association said it was a cover-up. The head of the New Mexico Mining University said it, a top a physicist in construction and demolition, done studies in that, Brigham Young. On and on and on, the witnesses, the seismographs, all of it. But that doesn't seem to matter to Mark. He just has an opinion that that there weren't bombs in those buildings. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my point is a very simple one on that one, and that is that sturdy plastic or not, a couple of 757s going into a building, I don't see how the squid
really,
possibly have survived that kind of impact.
The plastic explosive wouldn't survive, but people would stand in the wounds in the sides of the building and right where the planes had hit. They'd be just fine, but boy, those plastic explosives, 10 floors down or 10 floors up, they just couldn't survive.
Well, of course, nobody in the direct area of the impact zone survived. Those are people who presumably were coming down or upwards from other floors.
Well, I don't think anyone's saying that bombs directly in the impact zone survive. What we're telling you, sir, is that the bombs went off all over the building. That's what a controlled demo does.
Sure, but
you have to blow. Hold on. You have to blow each section apart so it falls in a neat pile. And in fact, what about Building 7? Wasn't hit by a plane? Wasn't hit by Tower 1 or 2? Wasn't hit by the North Tower? It has a few small fires in it. Perfectly implodes. Squib ejection points as well, blast points?
Well, building number 7, I have yet to actually read the NIST report, so I really don't know what their theory is on that. But going back to the...
Let me ask you more questions. Well, hold on. We can go back and forth there for a while if we need to. Let me ask you a question. Do you deny that the White House called Mayor Willie Brown of San Francisco and told him not to fly to New York that day the night before?
Well, I don't know exactly who it was who
called. Do you deny that the high-level Pentagon brass canceled their trip? Do you deny that NORAD was ordered to stand down? Do you deny that bin Laden's a known CIA asset? Do you deny that the so-called hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases, including the Defense Language School at Monterey, California, and the dean of the school's gone public and said the U.S. government carried out the attacks and that he was forced to train hijackers?
Well, bin Laden was only a CIA.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let's ignore the dean of the Defense Language School, who was in the San Jose Mercury News and told to shut up 2 months after 9/11, saying it was an inside job and that he was forced to train hijackers. Why were these hijackers in all these super spy schools? Maybe because they just accidentally fell into them because they were friendly with the chocolate bunny, quick or something.
Well, Alex, I seem to remember that when you were a part of the George Norrie's roundtable, you specifically said that you don't believe that the hijackers flew those planes into buildings. Now you're talking about hijackers.
No, I said they were government operatives taking part in a drill and were killed. It isn't my opinion they were U.S. government agents. Only U.S. government agents or high-level operatives or assets get trained at the Defense Language School or the Pensacola Naval Air Station. Stay there. I mean, you just, listen, your opinion doesn't change the universe. Just because you are too afraid to admit the facts doesn't change them, Bubba. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to try to give our caller, Mark from Boston, a few more minutes, then we'll get to your other calls and get into talk of impeachment of Bush. What's happening with the open borders, a bunch of new big developments there. What's happening with the spying on the American people. And more important than all of that is this Iran situation. They're really gearing up for war on both sides, and it is very serious. This is not Iraq, and Iraq is serious. Look what that's turned into, just as the experts said it would. But, you know, Mark, I'm confused. You call in and you say, I don't think that 9/11 was an inside job. And then you don't have any evidence of that. You just say you think planes hitting the buildings would have knocked out any explosives, but it didn't knock out people two floors below where the planes hit, or two floors above. And clearly there were bombs up and down those buildings. We have the blast points. We have the seismographs. We have the evidence. We have the firefighters. We have the underwriting laboratories. We have all the evidence. We have the common sense. We have the designer saying it could take two jumbo jets. We have Building 7 not being hit by anything. Then we have all the public officials being warned not to fly, NORAD standing down. And then I talk about how the supposed hijackers were trained at the Defense Language School at Monterey, California as spies, and how the dean went public and said, they were even in my classes. These were government ops. I've had on the embassy heads who, they'd be coming back into the U.S., say out of Saudi Arabia, and they go, these are known terrorists. And they go, let them in. It's part of an anti-terror operation. These are our deep cover operatives. Because they were. Or MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, hijackers, quote, trained at the military base. Then they went out and created the ledger or the history, you know, at the different private flight schools in the Cessnas.
you went through a lot of information there. It would take a long time to debunk them all. But as far as...
Hold on a second. Don't claim you can debunk it and then not debunk it. Go ahead and try.
Well, as far as the Pensacola News Journal that released the information that they might have been trained at military air schools, I heard... I forget the gentleman's name, but I think that very publication issued a retraction on that the following day.
Sir, we're on in Pensacola right now, and I assure you that at least three of the hijackers did train there. They, quote, made a mistake on one, and then a fellow with the exact same name as one of the hijackers, the exact same person, last name, who was a trainer, a Saudi Arabian trainer training other Sauds, guess what? He crashed and died a week later. But you go ahead and finish up what you have to say.
Okay. Very good.
Well, very good. Let me ask you, what do you do? No. Let me ask you, what do you do for a living? I'm just interested.
Actually, I work at the New England Aquarium.
Interesting. Oh, what kind of fishy wishes you got in there?
I'm sorry?
What kind of fish do you have in there?
That's very funny. But
you got the New England Aquarium.
I'm sorry?
You said you work at the New England Aquarium.
That's right.
Is it a nice one? I like aquariums.
It's very good. But I'd like to get back to 9/11 because...
Yeah, let's do that. Let me ask you a question. Are you aware of Operation Northwoods?
As a matter of fact, I am.
Oh, and I suppose that isn't a U.S. government plan to carry out terror attacks against our people?
What does Operation Northwoods have to do with 9/11?
Oh, what is a U.S. government plan that they tried to get executed, not just an operational battle plan or not just some war game, but a plan they tried to carry out, a real operation, to hijack jets by remote control and crash them and to bomb D.C. and to kill Marines and blame it on foreign armies and have fake sniper attacks in D.C. and how to frame Patrick. Jeez, that doesn't matter, does it? Or the Gulf of Tonkin being totally declassified. We knew this 40 years ago, but now totally declassified. 1964, totally staged. What about the USS Liberty? You know, I've had Admiral Moore, Chairman Joint Chiefs of Staff, on to say that our government with Israel carried out that attack to try to blame it on Egypt to start World War III. Oh, what about the NATO option? What about the Salvadoran option? Oh, what about Operation Gladio, 130-plus bombings that our government carried out, blowing up school buses and schools and movie theaters in Europe during the 1970s until 1980 to blame it on leftists. What about that? Come on, keep trying to deny it. What about Mossadegh? I had two high-level CIA officers on 2 weeks ago, and I said, did our government carry out terror attacks in Iran and blame it on Mossadegh? And their answer was, yes, they did. So what is your major malfunction? Why are you in denial? Have you heard about the FEMA camps on the news? Have you heard about martial law on the news? Have you heard about the foreign troops on the news? Have you heard about how they're spying on us in the news? Have you heard, buddy? Are you awake? Do you know what? I bet you think you're a conservative, don't you? I bet you think Bush is a conservative, don't you?
Well, let's go back to
Let's go back to you being a spineless jellyfish.
Right. Well, let's go back to Operation Northwoods and Gladio. The only value of those arguments, really, is if somebody was to say that outright 9/11 impossibly could not be an inside job. I don't say that. I don't say that it impossibly could not. But the only value of those arguments is that it allows for the possibility. Historically, these things have happened in the past, and so it allows for the possibility present.
And then we look at, let me stop you. And then we look at motive, who has the motive, and we look at all the evidence, and oh, lo and behold, it points right at who has the motive. And all the evidence stacks up there, and the official story is an impossible fairy tale, but the information I have that comes from the Pentagon, oh, yeah, it fits exactly. Oh, how unusual.
Well, let's go back to the seismographic issue, because this is actually something I wanted to ask you. Now, when it came to
yes,
the
there's been a fake debunking story written by Michael Chertoff's first cousin saying that isn't true when it is.
Well, but I want to get back
is
to the round table.
Put him on hold. You want to talk to me about Michael Chertoff now? About how his family writes hit pieces on me with straw men, with made up baloney that we never said? Is that what you want to talk about?
Trying to make a point here. Why are you afraid to listen to
my
point?
I'm not. You made me sick. That's why. Because my life's on the line. I know the country's going down. I know we're in deep trouble. I know the dollar's plunging in value. I know the Chinese are dumping the dollar. I know they're planning to take our pension funds because they said they are. I'm freaked out. Do you deny that America's turning into a police state?
I'm going to get this point out.
I want to get your mindset on this. Do you think America's becoming a police state?
I'm going to get this point out whether you like it or not.
Yeah, you're a jellyfish.
As far as the seismographic records go, you yourself said on that George Norrie program that you thought the evidence was at least debatable. And so, and now you want to prop it up as if it's absolutely conclusive.
I don't remember saying that.
I got it on tape. You can go back and listen to it.
Okay, great. Listen, Bubba, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. So let's say I'm a cop. I'm a police detective. And somebody is stealing Porsche 911s. And I look into my files, and I see that a perp got out of jail who is a master thief and steals basically a 911 Porsche 365 days a year, and he will clean out multiple cities every year that he's out of jail, and there's no Porsche 911s being stolen. But a week after this guy gets out of prison, suddenly Porsche 911s, let's say we live in Dallas, start getting stolen. Vintage, brand new ones, late model, whatever, just Porsche 911s or Porsches across the board. Porsches everywhere are being stolen. It's the same M.O. He's stealing them out of country club parking lots. He's stealing them out of garages. Now, I'm just going to randomly, as a cop, I'm just going to randomly go search a hamburger shop and just make everybody line up outside. I'm going to search them and go through their stuff. No, I'm going to go to the house of the individual who's out on parole, who steals Porsche 911s, and I'm going to put a tail on him, and we're going to follow him, and we're going to catch him when he walks up and starts stealing a Porsche 911. I mean, we have a government over and over and over again that admittedly has carried out terror attacks or planned to carry them out. I mean, most people go, well, or at least in the past, well, why would the government do that? To get us to go along with their program of control. I just don't see why. They just can't get it. Problem, reaction, solution. I mean, it's simple. It's like the mafia will come threaten to burn down your grocery store if you don't pay them protection money. And, of course, when the mafia comes and does it, they go, well, you know, this is a rough neighborhood. I'm going to protect you from somebody who might burn it down. You better pay me to protect you or they'll burn it down. Well, any idiot knows that the person there threatening that somebody will burn it down is the person that's going to give the order to burn it down. But everybody knows that person isn't just going to out loud say, I'm going to burn down your grocery store. The government's saying, if you don't let us totally run your life and take your pension funds and turn America into a police state and put your kids in prisons building widgets for us, in these run-for-profit prisons, then the terrorists are going to get you. They're going to burn down your grocery store. I mean, look at, and the reason I got mad at you, sir, because this is real to me. I'm freaked out about this. You know, you are just cynically have your view that none of this is real. You just can't believe it. And so I go, okay, our government carried out terror attacks in Iran to blame it on the government. So what? Our government admittedly did this with the USS Liberty. So what? Our government stays the Gulf of Tonkin. So what? Our government had Northwoods planning 9/11 attacks right down to what, you know, basically what happened. You don't care. You don't want to hear it. So that's why I got mad at you. Because you're just not listening. And you go, well, all that proves is the government might have planned something like this in the past. Gee whiz. And then you look at all the, just what is wrong with you? All right, that's enough. Paul in Austin, Texas. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, Alex, man, listen, I'll be very brief. I'm so glad I get to go on after a fool like that, and I say that respectfully, but I think the same reason you get mad is me, too. He represents what is, if we don't, he represents a whole lot of what's wrong with this nation. Here we are looking at a forest of evidence for 10 years. I'm a former Marine. I've been listening. I've been studying, and he's going to talk about one little small thing that he really didn't even know what he was talking about. I just want to tell you, sir, I respect you. I always have. I'm out here on the front lines trying to wake people up. And don't let that get you down. I respectfully would like to say, too, I vote that you don't take callers first anymore that disagree with you. Because what do they have with everything? And I know why you want to do that, to be fair, but I mean, brother, the things that you give is medicine to us. It puts us in the right direction. So, in closing, I just wanted to offer, have you talked to Ray McGovern lately? Do you know anything about what he's doing with this Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity?
We've been having Ray on for about 3 years, ever since he went public, and he was the main advisor to Ronald Reagan and Bush Sr. every morning, and he says the government has been behind terror in the past and may carry out more terror attacks. So does Paul Craig Roberts, number two Treasury. So does Morgan Reynolds, number two Department of Labor. So to all of these people, Michael Meacher, the German defense minister, Andres von Bülow, anything else you want to add?
I have one question.
Stay there, Paul. You've been holding long enough. I'm going to let you finish. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have that shortness of breath no more. I tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cardiovite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I talked to my crew here at the office, here at the studio, about that last caller, Mark in Boston, and maybe I should have even let him be on longer, more rope to hang himself. Everything he was saying was so ridiculous. I mean, I list a laundry list of this criminal government, the criminal group that's taken over our government. It's not even our government. Very small group of that, involved in terror attacks, admittedly, and his answer is just whatever. And it just made me really mad. It makes me mad. So I should have let the guy, well, I had him on for like three segments, but I should have let him even say more. So you can call back again sometime, Mark. I'd love to hear from you. Paul in Austin, then Bob, Dave, Jeff, Steve, and others. Paul, go ahead and ask your question.
Well, Alex, with what you said earlier, too, about we have to start thinking outside the box, along with everything we're doing, getting the CDs, DVDs out, what do you see with the people that take something that seems drastic to motivate them? They're like deer in the headlights. What do you vision that we could do to try to make a big chunk of this turn around? And I'll let you go with that. I know you don't have all the answers, brother. I'm not trying to put it on you. I just want to see what your vision is here in the coming near future.
Now, Harry, I appreciate the call.
Right.
Really, it's just realizing, relearning what America's all about, rediscovering the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, getting angry when you're ordered around by bureaucrats, getting angry when you're getting taxed, getting angry when you're being lied to, shifting our paradigms. Getting involved in local politics, getting involved at the county and state and city level, focusing more on local elections instead of federal ones, which are pretty much bought and paid for. I mean, there's so many facets to that. But you talk about drastic, just start talking the talk, walking the walks. Start sponsor my radio show locally in your area. You know, it's on the radio. Call those stations. Thank them for carrying it. Tell them to carry more of the broadcast. Tell them to carry other similar programming. It's a process. Put up your own website. Start your own newsletter. It's a process. There are no easy, quick fixes. It's relearning things that we've forgotten. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Texas. Bob, go ahead.
Yes, I wouldn't worry too much about Clueless in Boston. I woke up when they shot Kennedy, so I don't know where he's been all this time.
Well, I mean, I have to add, there's a lot of great listeners in the Boston and the whole Mass area, but either they're really awake or they're really not awake. And, I mean, in Boston, in Mass, they have home inspections for your state property tax and income tax. And I've seen it on TV where they go in and count how many pairs of socks you got. Total violation of the Fourth Amendment. I mean, what's wrong with these people?
Well, what I have for you here is it's the I emailed you on this. It was so important. It was Newsweek, September 26, 2005, Newsweek, ages 24 through 25 is a picture of Bush in New Orleans in a Humvee with Blanco and Nagin. And
you know, I saw that. You sent me a deal about how supposedly a Chi-Com's driving the car, but I couldn't find that photo.
Did you? Where were you looking for the photo, on the email?
Yeah, I clicked through on it instead.
No, I wasn't able to send that. I'll have to photocopy it for you and send it to you.
Bully, are you sure?
Sure about what?
That a communist Chinese was driving him around.
Alex, you have to see it for yourself. When I showed it to other people, their jaws dropped. He's wearing a little Chi-Com red star on his left lapel.
Well, I know that there is a troop exchange program, and there are over 10,000 of them here. Over, 15,000 German. But it's the troop exchange program. I know there were Mexican, Dutch, British, and Australian troops in New Orleans, but I didn't know Chi-Coms.
Well, here he is. I'll send you. You want me to send to the 100 address?
Yes.
All right, I'll do that. And the other thing is, I think what the tactic is, I started doing research on the net on this when I first saw it, and there's a website, something to do with Asian Red Dawn. Have you seen that?
No.
Well, anyway, I think what they're doing is they want to keep our troops drawn away from this continent so that we're wide open for attack.
You know, the old-timers always said that back when I was just waking up, say, 15 years ago, and I would laugh at it, but then I learned why they were saying it. There were New York Times articles with the 10 FEMA regions in the 1937, when FEMA wasn't set up until 1979. There were plans to, quote, use foreign troops to patrol America in newspapers in the mid-60s. I mean, I have these original news articles. And then at the same time, I got sort of getting the urban warfare training video from Fort Polk and other areas of Louisiana, Mississippi, with these foreign troops. And then I went to urban warfare drills and actually videotaped it, and our government admitted it was for domestically. And then after 9/11, they put those foreign NATO AWACS in the skies. And I remember seeing UN General McKenzie on Nightline. It was the Wednesday after 9/11, like 8 days later. And he said that we're going to have a continental security perimeter, a Pan-American Union, and that foreign troops will patrol America while our troops are, quote, tied down the war on terror. And Colonel Craig Roberts has confirmed that. I mean, they really planned that. That is real. That is not a joke. Anything else?
Yeah, but I know you got other callers. I don't want to hog their time.
All right. God bless you, Bob. Dave, Jeff, Steve, and others. No, I mean, they signed a deal 3 years ago for Mexican and Canadian troops to quote patrol America.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got a red, white, and blue video special. I'm going to tell you about that and then go back to your calls and news. Red, white, and blue video special. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. That covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, then Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center bombing, the second World Trade Center attack of 9/11, and then we go to the FEMA camps, we show the foreign troops, video we shot, the urban warfare, the takeover drills, the national ID cards, the Patriot Act, all of it. It's really my classic film. And then my new bombshell film, Martial Law, the latest info on 9/11, the Globalist Master Plan, such an important film. It's 3 hours long. Road to Tyranny is just, what, 10 or 15 minutes short of 3 hours. I don't know. It's 170 minutes long, so it's 2 hours and 50 minutes long. Yeah, 10 minutes short. And then we got Loose Change, the new Dylan Avery 9/11 video, Loose Change second edition. Normally $71.85. Right now $44.95. So, I mean, how big of a discount is that? It's a $25 discount. And then we have where you can get Codex Magica, Tex Mar's new, just amazing book showing the Illuminati hidden language in plain view, along with my new film, The Order of Death, that also has Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on the same DVD or same VHS, but updated, the 2005 edition, with the new film, The Order of Death, the book and the two films for $45.95. And you save, I mean, a lot of money there. You save on the new film, the new book, and on the original film. You just get that for free. So two films and that huge book the size of the, I guess it's almost as big as the Dallas phone book, the big one. It's the yellow pages. So it's amazing. And then also we have another deal, Reveal the New World Order Plan Special. You get the Order of Death that also comes with Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on one DVD or VHS. With the new DVD, Loose Change, Great 9/11 Film, new film by Dylan Avery, for $34.95, normally $45.90. So you save, what is that, about $16? Or to be technical, you'd save $15.85 There you have it. So those new deals are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or you can call toll-free. They can answer all your questions and tell you about the different films and other specials we don't have time to get into. They can give you the mailing address if you missed it. It's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And we also kept some of the other specials we had, some of the other Christmas and holiday specials that we had. We kept some of those, got rid of some. So definitely go check it out. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show that's One Best of Austin. It's pretty good. And then also we're taping at least one interview a week with cameras in studio. Now, it'll be two from this last week with Tex Mars and David Stahl fighting the toll roads. Both of those will be going up very soon. We just put up the presidential candidate, Michael Bagnarek, now running for Congress against the neocon Michael McCaul. That already went up. So just so much. PrisonPlanet.tv. And then, of course, a great new sponsor we're really proud of. I've been using their products for almost 2 years, and my wife said one day, why don't we get them as a sponsor? Because we get sponsor offers literally every day, and I won't take them. I mean, and, you know, I mean, it's a free market. It's a free press, and you know, the network can do what they want. I just have a really high standard. And our the network itself has higher standards than, you know, most radio stations or networks out there. You know, they don't take a bunch of sexual ads or topless bar ads or stuff like that, but they can take medical ads if they want, or they can take cancer care ads if they want, or cancer treatments. I just don't do that, or, you know, magical creams or whatever, or magic machines that heal you. I mean, seriously, folks, I just don't do that. And all that stuff might be legitimate. I don't know. It's just that I have to try something, usually for years. It's like New Millennium Concepts that makes the American Berkey and then carries the big national distributor, the British Berkey, so you get the best prices. See, I kind of digress. I mean, now this isn't really a plug here. This is me now just talking about the philosophy of the broadcast and the Genesis Network, but, you know, myself included. If you hear me endorse something, it's because I really believe it's good, and I think that evidences the fact that it is good. If you knew what was in detergents and shampoos and over-the-counter soaps, I mean, go read it. It's like a 20-foot-long list, and go look up those chemicals. I mean, they're deadly. They're toxic. They're poisonous. They're bad. I don't know how they got that stuff approved. And it's just so bad for you. And it causes so many allergies and so many problems. And I know that if I use, you know, growing up, I would get rashes. Not bad ones, but I'd get rashes. And I could always tell. My dad would go in and go, Carol, to my mother, did you buy Tide again? Because that would give me and my dad rashes. She'd go, yeah. You know, I forgot. It only happened every once in a while. Certain brands did it. Well, and of course, now my parents use all-natural stuff, and of course we do as well. People have gotten, it's taken us all time to get educated. But if we ever forget, or we're on vacation, or we sleep in a hotel room that's been washed with those detergents, you know, we'll get the little red rash. Folks, you need to, okay, see, I just want to plug this and get on with it. The point is, take New Millennium Concepts. I mean, I was using Big Berkey water filters for, what was it, 3 years before they became a sponsor. And then they approached me about being a sponsor, about endorsing them and plugging them, and I said, sure, I'll do it. Because I was already using it. So with this Calbin soap, they got a bunch of starter packs and test packs that are at cost price for them. Just a great deal. I mean, you get like, I don't know, like 10 bottles of different stuff for the price of one bottle at the grocery store. It's made out of coconut oil. It's made out of vegetable oil. It's made out of citrus. It's just so good. And I can go buy similar stuff at the local health food store, but it costs about four times as much. You see, it's even more than the normal detergent garbage. But this is cheaper than the detergent garbage and a lot cheaper because it's factory direct than the stuff being sold at the health food store, and it's better. So that's what I'm trying to say to you. It's really a great deal, and you need to give Calbin Pure Soap Company a call. The number is 1-800-340-7091. Do yourself a favor. Call and get their free catalog. 1-800-340-7091. Write it down. You owe it to you and your family. 800-340-7091. And they've got just a bunch of different specials. Just go to the website and check it out. It's Cal, C-A-L, Ben, Pure Soap. I guess it's California Pure Soap, but C-A-L, Ben, PureSoap.com. And they are a fly-by-night operation. They've been around, family-owned, since 1947. So 58 years or something. I said in the end 57 years, but I'm wrong. I don't know. What's 56 and 3? So it's actually more than that. I guess 59 years. On the ad copy they sent me, they said 57 years, but I guess that's old ad copy too. So it's now. It doesn't matter. So I get caught up in minutia, folks. CalbinPureSoap.com. Okay, I'm done talking about it. It's just their new sponsor, and I want to plug them and support them because it really makes a lot of sense. If you missed that website, we got a link to it on Infowars.com. All right, I got a bunch of news. And I got a bunch of audio clips, and we're now way past halfway through the transmission. It is 41 minutes and 40 seconds on the atomic clock right now on this Monday, the 16th of January, 06. Let us go ahead and quickly go to Dave in Michigan, then Jeff, Steve, Ian, and others. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, speaking of the atomic clock, I've been listening all weekend to the neocons and Feinstein and the red diaper doper baby demanding that we go into Iran and start a bigger, even worse war than what we got now.
Yeah, sir, you're distorting so bad.
I noticed that. It's feeding back on the phone here.
Your phone turned up so high, it's just back off of it.
Look away a little bit. Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Just go ahead.
Oh, okay. It's like when we went into Iraq this time, we'd bombed them people for 12 years. And knocked out all their radar and their airfields and their tanks and everything.
13 years.
Whatever. They were well degraded before we ever went in there. And these people seem to think we're going to go in there with a brigade and overthrow them.
Now the globalists want to go into Iran. I mean, they're actually starting what they call World War IV. They consider the Cold War World War III.
Well, not only that, 30 or 40% of the world's oil flows through the 32-mile-wide Straits of Hormuz. How much are you willing to pay for gas and to heat your house to keep Israel safe?
The globalists would absolutely love it, and you know that is a part of it. It is Israel's policy to want to have the pan-Israel, but I would say that's just a portion of it. It's really about oil, weapons, sales, launch bases, and political distractions here domestically. According to the battle planners who plan not the strategy of the war, but plan the propaganda war to get us to war, according to the PNAC boys, the overlords, that's the cornucopia, the spectrum of reasons.
Well, you know, they claim that North Korea has nuclear weapons, and here we're shipping them oil and food.
No, Dave. Dave, you're engaging in too much common sense. You need to call me back another day with a better phone line. I don't think it's us, but it is really. It must be on a cordless phone. I have to let you go. I wish I didn't have to. The phone's just getting bad there. Great points. Listen, again, they make it real simple for you. If you love America, if you want to cheer for the home team, we need to be for blowing away them Arabs. Well, the Iranians aren't even Arabs. They're Persians. And to make a long story short, our criminal government in 1953 removed a pro-Western Mossadegh and carried out bombings all over the country and blamed it on him when he was man of the year, anti-communist. He was a good guy. Christians, Jews, all lived in peace there, and it was a free country, and they went in, and our government didn't like that. And Israel said in 83, they want Iraq run by radical mullahs. They want three to four factions. They want it in shambles. And now the burqas are going back on. The women, again, Iraq, 60% of the women were the graduates of college. The vast majority of their doctors, women were literally doing better than they are here. And they had, I'm not endorsing it as a good sign of a country, but they were very secular. You know, rock and roll radio stations, very hip, people visiting there, big tourist. And Saddam would give speeches with 10,000 people with machine guns around him. I mean, I'm not saying he's a good guy, but compared to our government, he is. I mean, if you really want to be frank, I mean, they hired the guy back when he had a different policy and trained him as a CIA assassin and got him in 1979. But, I mean, if he's so evil, why can I go buy an AK-47? Well, not because of liberation, I can't. But why could anybody walk up and just buy AK-47s on the street, buy hand grenades, and then go to a big rally with Saddam Hussein and fire machine guns in the air? I mean, do you see the school board doing that? Do you see the governor doing that? You see George Bush doing that? Now, in the past, they did. That's how America was. I mean, Andrew Jackson could go give a speech with 20,000 people around him with guns on their hips. Because it's just not true what you've heard about Iraq, folks. The policy is radical Muslims running it. And don't worry, they will. it's all baloney. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go to Jeff in Denver, then Steve and Ian. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Alex, I just wanted to make a brief comment about your earlier caller who was questioning or doubting that 9/11 was an inside job. You know, I don't know what he's smoking or what kind of pills he's taking, but, you know, all the evidence, I mean, it's just like a big puzzle. And, of course, I challenged George Bush, just me alone. I challenged George Bush to a debate about it and present all the evidence to him. And of course, we'll see what he thinks about it. But in any event, George Bush, he knows all about the 9/11 inside job. And, let me say something else about this. A good friend of mine who used to be a government agent who, of course, quit doing dirty tricks for him because they framed his son. That's why they framed his son is because he said, I'm not going to do dirty deals for you guys anymore. And his name's John Gary Peeler. He lives in Little Rock, Arkansas. And John worked for the ATF in different capacities with the FBI. And, of course, he was involved in the Oklahoma City bombing and also the 9/11 deal. But anyways.
Well, see, I don't know this individual, and he hasn't approached me, so I really don't sit here and just say he did all this. So.
Well, anyways, John, you know, according to John, he lives in Little Rock. And
yeah, I know you said that.
Yeah. Anyways, basically, the Oklahoma City bombing, okay, they knew it was going to happen. Okay, they knew that it was planning. They knew that the operatives were planning to blow it up. Richard Wayne Snell and some other people.
Well, that's not debatable. We have FBI and local police and firefighters saying BATF told them that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's
the BATF was practicing out in the proving ground in Arizona blowing up Ryder trucks 8 months before. I mean, give me a break.
Exactly. And, of course, they were putting brass angle irons inside the structures C4 explosives.
Well, I mean, that's a closed case. I mean, that's conclusive. What else is on your mind?
Well, in any event, I just wanted to point out that, of course, that was the first, okay, or one of the...
Well, the FBI cooked the bomb and trained the drivers in the first World Trade Center, too.
Right, exactly. So, you know, they started out with the 93, then the Oklahoma City bomb, and then they led up to the 9/11 World Trade Center.
I hear you.
And basically, you know, all of these cover-ups, okay, and I don't know what it's going to take for some people to wake up. I mean, what is it going to take for this guy to believe this? The police coming up asking for his papers? I mean,
well, you know, I'd ask him, is America a police state? And he wouldn't answer. I appreciate the call. I mean, they're openly talking about putting us in FEMA camps. They're openly talking about martial law, how good it is. I mean, they're openly talking about how wonderful the foreign troops are to keep us safe. I mean, they're really setting the precedent here. Steve in Pensacola, Florida. Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, Alex. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
I'm in Pensacola. As you know, the news journal never retracted the story about training terrorists. I watch all this. I track it. at the Naval Air Station.
No, all they did was say, oh, it wasn't four of the hijackers trained by the government. It was three at this base.
The previous caller is either a government plant or very deceived. I have Gulf War illness, and I've been promulgating a lot of information about it for years, especially the Beyond Treason. My own sister does not understand and believe this. She's my younger sister. She's 50.
By the way, and I'll hold you over if need be, Steve, because I want to talk to you.
Yes.
Listen. I remember having debates with UT professors 10 years ago about how Gulf War illness didn't exist and how DU was good for you, when the Pentagon's own manuals say depleted uranium is deadly, poisonous, and radioactive, and a deadly particulate. I mean, as deadly as it gets. And then now the government admits that the shots were deadly, and now they admit the troops were hit with sarin gas, and they've done the brainstem studies of the dead ones, and every one of them that shrivels up and dies, you don't shrivel up and die because you're a hypochondriac. They go test the poor dead men's brain stems, and they're full of sarin and VX.
Dr. Roki covers all this, the powerhour.com and your website. You carry the Beyond Treason. Well, my point is, my brother-in-law, my sister, they're brainwashed by Fox News, like so many Americans. Back on the World Trade Centers, I've explained to my brother-in-law that the jet fuel temperature of 1,700 degrees cannot melt steel, and if you'll hold me over.
Yeah, stay there. But, I mean, look, I tell your family this. If they think mercury's so good because the news says it is, then go drink a bucket of it and flop around like a fish and die. If they think DU's so good, go snort a big line of it. I mean, I'm just sick of these people. We'll be right back. It's not debatable.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey, I know I've played this 15 times. just on radio. I'd probably play it 20 on TV. The reason I do is this aired all over the country. They had local versions of it everywhere. Oh, two new studies, and they were government studies, show mercury's actually good for your brain. And so I play this, and we'll go back to Steve. It's only about 30 seconds long. This is local CBS News. And it's just like they get on the news and say it's the law, you got to take vaccines. There's no law. They just say it. Again, this is demonstrable. This shows the level of just the flagrant lying. Like Fox News says DU is good for the troops. Oh, it doesn't hurt anybody. It's the same thing. It's even worse than mercury. Go ahead and play it.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses? A new corrective eye surgery is approved today. Here's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
All right. So let's go back to Steve. Steve, the Army's own manuals, every piece of literature about it says it's deadly, poisonous, and radioactive, but they just say DU's fine, no more gears needed, boys, just breathe it. I mean, it just for the cops, for the military that serve this evil system, I mean, do you think they care about you when they do this to you? I mean, there's no reason to give you deadly vaccines. There's no reason to have you breathe this stuff. They just do it because they're evil. Go ahead, Steve.
That's clearly because of their depopulation plans, but back to the World Trade Center, I was telling my brother-in-law that the steel girders, there was 240 of them in the building, and not like the PBS special lied about. There was 240 of those girders. Huffschmidt showed it on his video. They need 3,000 degrees plus to melt that type of steel.
3,000 to get them red and start weakening them.
Yes. Your jet fuel never gets over 1,700 degrees, and if people want to believe that that'll melt steel, why don't they go to their gas stove and look at that blue flame. How come it doesn't melt the little grates on your stove? And that blue flame is hotter than jet fuel. My next point is, Eric Huffschmidt, even on his video, put a square root formula, T equals D. T equals a square root of D over 16, which proves that those buildings could never fall in 8.4 seconds.
Well, I mean, what did you do with the military? I mean, I'm not some former military guy on explosives, but I know that the UL underwriters, I know that the firefighters, I know that all the evidence, you can even see the blast points as they're blowing up the buildings. Do you have any expertise when you were in the military? I mean, does that look like controlled demolition to you?
I do have expertise, and I was a welder for my career, not counting the explosive expertise that I have, not as much as General Parton, but I had quite a bit, and that's why I know we've been... is a complete fraud that the American public has been believing. And to watch Fox News and believe this, and CNN and ABC and CBS and NBC is completely amazing. I've seen the TV footage of the firemen explaining the bombs going off in the World Trade Centers, the way they're going, boom, 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 boom. I've seen that. I've seen your video, the martial law and 911 rise of the police state. It's fantastic. It shows building number 7 crimping. It shows Silverstein admitting pulling the building number 7. It shows smoke exiting the sides of the World Trade Centers at the demolition points of the charges. If somebody can watch this, they're absolute furniture. As you used to say, they're willingly ignorant, as it says in my Bible. They forget the things that the Lord taught us, and they are willingly ignorant. So the Pentagon, I'd like to know who confiscated all the video cameras that show, that directly showed whatever came in and hit that thing. And if we're to believe that it was a jet, Eric Huffschmidt, and I've got frames of myself, and even a New American had 3 of the frames, of the video footage, they should have showed the jet entering the explosion.
Well, that's the thing. They want us to debate this, or they're lying. I mean, either way, they admit they had hundreds of cameras, most surveilled position on the globe. I mean, folks, it's bristling with cameras. They went to hotels, they went to gas stations and confiscated them. Why? 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 Again, it's any black op they run. They want it to be confusing and smoky. Thanks for the call. Third hour coming up. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.